I tell you, I can imagine, Alan, that there are so many times that we don't get results that we actually need because we don't slow down enough to ask questions. But you share with us in the book, An Unhurried Leader, that there really is tremendous benefit to asking questions.
Yeah, you know, we sort of live in a time right now where everyone's throwing their answers at each other, and not too many conversations are happening. And asking a question is a humbling thing to do. I think Jesus recommends humility. I think it's a good thing for our own souls when we can slow down a little bit and be willing to listen. But I think that's especially true for us learning how to listen to some of the questions God is asking. You know, sometimes in our relationship with God, we're only about the questions we have for God. Well, why did you do that? Why didn't you do this? And will you do that? And, you know, and God is such a good father, and he is so pleased, even if we just come with our questions and don't listen very much, just because he loves to be with us. But he would so enjoy and he would so love if we would come and listen to him. And if we would, we might find that he is asking us questions. And maybe we're afraid, oh no, what's God going to ask me? I think what we would find is that they're the kinds of questions that help us realize how things really are and how our lives could truly be that kind of abundant that at our depths we so want them to be. So in the chapter of my book that's titled, you know, Questions That Unhurry Leaders, I just had a chance to unpack some questions God asks at the end of Romans 8, that famous sort of monumental chapter of Paul's letter, you know. And the first of those questions is just this one. If God is for us, who can be against us? And I think that's a remarkable question. It assumes that God is for us. That's what the question assumes. It amazes me how much time people spend, and I have spent, trying to earn favor, as though favor could be earned. Favor, by definition, is not earnable. It can only be given. And God is saying, I am for you. I am favoring you. My grace is with you. That's the soil in which we grow. That's the place from which we start. We start from a place of God's basic orientation being a for-us orientation. And I think a lot of us get so hurried because we have this, somewhere in the back of our minds, this image of a God who's impatient with us, who's sort of had it up to here with us, who wonders when we're going to get our act together, sort of the God standing with his clipboard and a pen, you know, checking things off and striking things out. But what if instead we have a God whose basic orientation from the beginning is an orientation of being for us? Well, if that's true, that might slow down a little bit of anxiety. That might slow down a little bit of drivenness to try and prove myself, if instead who I am is really a gift that's already been given to me, that I could simply open my hands and take hold of, and enjoy. That question, if God is for us, who can be against us? You think about all of the dynamics that can feel against us in our lives. Well, what if in the middle of all of that, I actually have a God who is already decided? He's for me. He's for my good. He's seeking my good. He wants my best. He's working for that. Boy, that will make such a difference in our souls if we'll trust.
Wow. You know what? I know we don't have time to go into to details and unpack the rest, but could you share with the people, with our listeners, the other questions that you have in that chapter?
Yeah, well, they're just simply the questions. If you open up your Bible and got to the last dozen verses of Romans 8, you'd see them. The next one is, you know, he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. How will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things?
I tell you what, let's start with that one. Let's start with that one. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you really caught that. And again, last number of verses in Romans chapter 8. Alan, I appreciate you so much for having joined me today. Your book is entitled An Unhurried Leader, The Lasting Fruit of Daily Influence. How can people get your book?
Well, they certainly can go to Amazon or ivpress.com, which is the publisher, or they can find out more about it by visiting our ministry website, which is unhurriedliving.com.
And by the way, everyone, those of you who would like to add a couple of books to your library for your edification this year, I've told you about the book, An Unhurried Leader. But Alan Fadling has also written a book, An Unhurried Life. And so I encourage you, when you're getting an unhurried leader, go ahead and get an unhurried life as well. Alan, thank you so much for sharing such a wealth of information with us today.
Thank you. It's been a treat to spend a little time.
Thank you, sir. Everybody, I want you to remember, if you become an unhurried leader, that will probably be a great way for you to let some of life's best moments come through you as you slow down. Till next time.